Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 5, Episode 34.
Trailer Parks and Recreation.
You don't even want to know how long that took.
When you don't have your pun generator, and the only pun generator available costs $1.
The pun generator is broken. The app cost me $1. Our lives are in shambles. The pun generator being broken.
Brian broke the pun generator trying to put in mock.
It was like error, JavaScript, nonsense. I don't know code. I don't know anything, really. But anyway.
It's a JavaScript error. Something about Brian put Java onto the computer.
I poured coffee on it because I thought it was requesting Java. And it was like, you need to install Java to use this. I'm like, well, okay. And I just tossed coffee on it. And I was just doing what I was told.
And it broke, and it said, download this from the App Store. Brian was like, I'm not paying $1. Dawson does this for free.
There are sparks everywhere.
Sparkswood.
Sparkle suds. Dress loud. Oh, God. I'm becoming Dawson. Anyway.
That's been Surfer.
We do not need that. So, let's move on to the one-ups. New Year's happened, so happy New Year to everyone.
It happened. It's not happy. Dawson's still alive.
Maybe this is the year.
This is the year he becomes unborn. But he's trying. She's been trying for 27 years.
He's 20. He's younger than me.
Oh, whatever it is. He's been trying for that many years.
Of the group. Yeah, if he invents time travel, he's definitely gonna go back in time to make sure he's not born.
Which was one of those time travel paradoxes that he won't be able to do.
Yeah. He'll just make the universe explode.
Which is fine with him, because then he won't be born.
Yeah, so either way, he wins.
And we all know how upsetting it is when Dawson wins. We can't have that.
Yeah, we don't need that. Bella, stop licking my shirt, please. That's weird. But anywho. So yeah, that happened. That was fun. Whatever. I got my mock stuff. That's fun, I think. The Zenran shooter is honestly a piece of shit. But the mock driver is all sorts of awesome. I really love the mock driver.
The Zenran shooter comes with the Magaru.
Magarl, if you pay attention to the package. The package, instead of Magaru, it romanized it as Magarl, which I guess isn't necessarily wrong, but it looks really freaking stupid.
It comes with the Magarl bike, so you need that.
Like Magarl, I'm like, oh, it's Macarl. It's his name now. So yeah, that's really weird. But yeah, the Zenran shooter is honestly a piece of shit. Like it's one of those toys that it feels nice. It's a nice size, but it's a piece of shit. It's a nice size. I like everyone who's saying to replace the front wheel with a pizza cutter, because it would be more useful that way.
Oh yeah, I thought to do that.
It kind of ruins the spinning function, because if you try to spin the pizza cutter, you would slice your fingers off. But hey. But yeah, there was a bunch of other shit in that box that was really cool, but the mock driver is pretty much the greatest thing. Got some other Dino Charge toys from Amazon, the Zord Armors and the Dino Com or whatever it is. I found the figures. So I think I'm all caught up with Dino Charge stuff, and I'm all caught up with Drive stuff for now. Drive's toy line is like, was Gaim this bad? Like, I don't remember Gaim being this bad.
I don't either. It.
I feel like it was, but
I feel like it was too, but I don't remember that. I just know it's awful. I think because of the way Gaim's toy line was set up, with everything was just like an individual lock seed.
Yeah.
And so what would happen is you could just buy the entire toy line from CS Toys at retail price, and you wouldn't notice that you were paying retail price, because by the time you get 20% off of the cost of a lock seed, it's only like $1 less.
Yeah, it's
or $2 less. So you could just go buy it retail that day at the CS Toys activation. Your wallet's not really hurting, and you're still caught up. Here, everything is separate, is all these weapons and everything else, so you kind of notice it a little more, and then you gotta wait. You're like, oh, fuck, I don't want to spend, like, $35. If I can help it, I want 20% off, because this is a fucking piece of shit toy. I just want the little bike that comes with it. Fuck. And so that's what happens, is you gotta wait, and Miami don't stock it, and then you gotta try and hope you get it from HLJ, and maybe HLJ don't have it, you gotta try and get it off Mandarake. And then that's like always a crapshoot, because Mandarake's rules and system, and not only is it online, but it's a storefront item half the time, so you gotta compete with real life Japanese people. And
buying from Mandarake is like some sort of like Olympic event. Like, you're not only competing against a bunch of other online shoppers, you're competing against real Japanese people too.
Like, there's actual physical people going to a store you gotta compete against.
Some little
like,
Japanese nerd can go into that store and buy the toy that you're about to add to your cart.
Exactly. You gotta hope that you can get that in, and some Japanese employee sees it, takes your shit off the shelf before some Japanese nerd goes in there and is like, I'm fucking Nobuo, a little Sentai nerd or whatever, and fucking buying your shit. Like, oh. Fucking Go-Roader.
How many times have you tried to order a Go-Roader?
I think that's actually the only time I've tried to order one. It just says about the 12th time I've seen one, but people keep ordering it from under my nose. So it was that one time you did it, and I didn't even know it was there. Or, like, I've had a couple of times, I don't know if it was with a Go-Roader. I think at least one might have been, but what'll happen is, because of that 500 yen handling fee.
You always... I did that. That stupid Hibiki clock that I tweeted. I'm like, oh, I need this. It's a Hibiki clock. This is like my shit, yo. And so I'm fucking on Mandarake for like an hour and a half trying to find things to make a order. And I hit it. The order was 5,000 yen exactly. Did I need anything I ordered? No, not really. But it was stuff. And they didn't have a whole lot. I ended up getting... out of that order, they didn't have the clock. I ended up getting the type speed Televicon car, just because it made a different noise. I didn't know it did. I watched a video, and its finisher says Televicon or something. No, it's TV Magazine, not Televicon. But I got that, and... crap, what else? I try to get a fucking Todoroki vinyl again. This is probably like the fifth Todoroki vinyl I've ordered, and they never have one.
I still have to get Ibuki and Todoroki from Ibuki.
I'm never getting him, apparently. I'll have to buy another Zonki and just paint him the right colors, because I think that's an easier route at this point. I got the Talking Usada, finally. They had that. But like I said, there was like nothing in that order that ended up actually being fulfilled. Like, I was really disappointed.
Well, like, I've had it where, you know, like, it'll be for a current item, or it'll be something like the Go-Roader where, okay, here's 1,000 yen or item, and maybe I'll find one or two of those, and I'll put it in a cart, and I got a cart of like 2,500 yen of stuff, and I'm like, well, shit, let me find something to fill it. And I'm going through, I'm checking everything. I've typed every fucking rider name every the Sentai series. I'm going through each one trying to find a changer I don't have, a vinyl I don't have, a cheap Mava Cheap Mecha, something. And then maybe I'll finally find something. I'll go to go buy it, and the thing I actually wanted, somebody's already bought it. And I'm looking for son of a bitch. Like, I've waited so, I spent so much time trying to not spend the 500 yen, now I missed out on the thing I actually wanted. Which is why I just went ahead and said, okay, fuck it, 1,000 yen Go Broder, let me order it. It had been on there for about 4 or 5 days before I bought it. Because I meant to go do it. Like, I was like, okay, well, when I go home today from work, I'm going to go buy this. Not that I get on Mandarake at work, because that would just be wrong.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? That's inappropriate for work. Why? You'd never do something like that. And then I forgot. what I do when I go on there, I go on Mandarake, I check drive, just look for drive stuff, which actually I got my drive stuff now. And then I go check any Rider series that has a gimmick figure line to see if there's cheap ones I don't have. So I go through Wizard, O's, Decade, Forze, trying to find any of the ones I don't have. And then also check Gaim, because I need a Gaim Lockseed, like the Rider Gaim. So I'll check there.
I think it's 2,500.
Yeah, I need to get one of those, and I wanted to get the... I'm kind of mad now, because they had the cheap... I forgot what they call it, but it's the... It's like, was it Oyokodon, the chicken and the egg memory?
Oh, yeah.
And I missed the one they had for, like, I don't know, $5 or $8 or whatever it was.
Really?
Like, it was when I first saw it, I think I asked you, like, what the fuck is this? Because I'd never seen it. And it was less than $20. I remember that much. Might have been 10 or something like that. Like, it was really stupid cheap.
Wow.
And I didn't know what it was. And so, like, I panicked and didn't buy it. Because I didn't know what I was looking at. Like, I had no idea that it was a thing and what where it came from. And so I didn't buy it. Now all I see it pop up for, like, $40, $50. I'm like, I'm not paying that for one guy memory. Fuck you. Like, so now I'm just mad that I missed out on that. You know, and that's the kind of thing that happened is, like, I sat there and I'm like, okay, well, let me try to find something to go with this memory once I figured out what it is. Go to go buy guy memory. You're trying to order more than what we have and whatever it says. I'm like, shit, it's sold out. God damn it. Just god damn it. And I get mad. And then after I finish checking Rider stuff, I go check Go Onger. It's like the only Sentai I'll check for stuff is Go Onger, because I need a goddamn Go Rotor. I also need Dai Shogun, but I'm mostly checking for Go Rotor, because I know those will pop up for 1,000 yen. Nobody's putting up 1,000 yen. Dai Shogun. And I finally found one. Didn't have it. I did finally get the Viral Core set. I forgot which store it's coming from, because I got two orders coming. One order has the Lockseed and Shift Car set. Mm-hmm. The other one has the Viral Core set and TK-06 Machine Chaser. And actually, both of those just shipped today. My Oki box is here. Oki box had Deno Wing Form. Which, and it's funny because I opened the Oki box, and I'm pulling everything out, and I took out the figure art, and I took it out of the cardboard box, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is like the first Kamen Rider figure art I've had in like 3 months. And the only reason I got it is because it's Deno, and I like Deno that much. And I think it's actually the only figure I need from that series anyway. So I'm like, okay. So I got that so that I can review it and put it on the shelf in my Deno display, which has a hole right where Wingform is supposed to go. And actually, I finally fixed that display because I don't know if it was Kaylee or part Kaylee or part the dog's tail or something walking past, knocked the whole fucking thing over. So I just had a Majin and Deno forms just laying there, and I'm like, I'm not fixing this shit. Because it's a two-row display, and the back row is all the Majin, and then in front of them is, like, their Deno form. Mm-hmm. Right? So I've got, like, and I've even got, like, Deneb, and I got, like, new Deno Vega form. And so there's, like, a couple of openings in there. One is where if they ever decide to go ahead and make Teddy, Teddy would go, and then wing form and stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, let's not stood everything back up, and I can put wing form in there. And then so I got that. I got the AC-05 came in with Mars and Kamaro. That's pretty cool. I love their armor.
Yeah, it's pretty
close.
Cool.
Like, you really see, like, the apple slice look to it in the inside. So I got that. The Matsubokuri Energy Lock Seed, the Yomotsu Hegiri Lock Seed, and the Oren and Yami Gaim Lock Seed set. So I'm sitting there, at the end of the day, I recorded 3 Lock Seed reviews, and then I was like, what is going on with my life? We're 12 episodes into the drive.
And you're still recording Lock Seeds.
And I'm recording Lock Seeds. And then the next chance I get...
Exchange.
So, yeah, the next thing I'm doing is recording an arms change thing, and I'm like, I was recording today, and in it, I just got referred to it as the referred to both of them as the line that will never die. It's like Ranger Keys. The line will never die.
I mean, we just got the Drive Lock Seed in that set, and then we have arms change PB07.
Yeah, well,
order right now.
Because right now on the way to me. Or actually not even on the way to me because holidays, is the Arms Change SP. Mm-hmm. Then we have in January is Arms Change 06, and in May, when Drive is a little more than halfway over, actually probably closer to 3/4 of the way over, we'll have a ACPB07.
And we'll probably have more lock seeds at that point. Because the... Gaim Gaiden comes out, I think, in April.
Because there's the Gaim Gaiden. So if they decide to give us, you know, something with Proto Watermelon, the Taboo Lock Seed.
Taboo comes with the DVD.
Right, but I don't mean the Lock Seed. I mean, like, the armor. For the arms change.
Because there's Eden. They could do a 2-pack with Eden and Tyrant.
Yeah. So
or
there's
Thailand, according to some sources.
You know, so they could very well just do that. Then we're getting more, and like it's insane. And I just never. It's not that. It's not that I mind it as much necessarily. Just because I like Gaim, I like the line. It's a really fun toy line, so I'm okay with it. Doesn't mean like I like Ranger Keys, but it's just like, please stop. The next show is on. You're stealing their thunder. Not that they have a lot of thunder to steal, but they're stealing their thunder, bro. You know, and then what? My mock box is at the post office. I got to get it tomorrow. It's just the driver, the Zenrin shooter, and the vinyl. So I got that, and then AmiAmi. It's in transit. Has Luigi, Vol Eagle. And the vinyls for Type Technic and Proto Drive. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably record those 3 vinyls together. Like, I have 1, 2, and 3 already. I gotta put those up. I never fucking bothered to do that. And I wish I thought I did that already, but apparently I didn't. And so I got that. And then, let's see. Yeah, the 2 Mandarake boxes just shipped. The HO. Then in with the ACSP. And TKSP figures is also, I got the Mega Bangle with the, it's the Bangle, and then it's got like a Mega Metagross Treta or something. I don't know what the Treta is. I actually didn't look at it. And then it also has, because I got the set because I was looking, it's got the Mega Metagross figure and the Metagrossite.
Yeah, well.
So that made me happy. And although I saw that it fit your wrist. Mm-hmm. Which gives me hope because I know that my wrist is probably pretty close to that.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised because the way it's designed, it's open at the bottom. Not like a clasp like the Mega Ring is.
Yeah.
So you can slide your wrist in and just it's 2 flaps at the bottom that can open and close.
Uh-huh.
And so it just kind of closes over your wrist and however big you need it. So I was surprised. I was like, oh, hey, I can fit in this one.
Because I know the Mega Ring, like if I really force it, I can actually get it to close, but I just can't really move. If I move my arm the wrong way, it opens back up. I mean, if it's Kaylee, like it's fine, nothing. So she loves it. So I'm like, well, that's good. Then if this will fit me, then we can both have one, and that'll make her day much more than it will make mine. But like, then she'll think it's the coolest thing. Well, Daddy, now we both have one. So that's a thing. And then what? I had the day off of work today, being New Year's. So it was me and Kaylee, and we went to Toys R Us. I was actually going to look to see if now that the place had been wiped out after Christmas, because I went the day after Christmas. I've never done this before. I went, for some reason we had the bright idea of let's go to Toys R Us. That was a wasteland. Like, I've never seen the likes of before. There's very few people, and there was like a Kmart. And the shelves were just so empty.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Like, we're just looking, and I'm like, why are we here? Like, we're in there. We ended up buying some little Merida thing to go with one of Kaylee's castles, and a little Merida doll. But we're looking, and, like, you look over at the Power Ranger aisle, and I look across to the Barbie aisle, and, like, the bottom three shelves on both sides of the aisle are just barren. I'm talking, there's nothing there except shelving. And I'm surprised people left the shelving. They didn't just take it with them. Like, we're buying this. This is their Christmas present. Like, I'm on the PR aisle. There's, like, a couple of Morphers. There's, like, a legendary Morpher with the 20 key set. The keys are missing out of it. Like, the three keys. I'm like, wow. Someone really wanted this shit. Today I went there. They had the Tommy Morpher, the Tommy movie Morpher, and it had been opened, and the key, what the fuck is wrong with me, the coin on the left, if you're looking at the box, which I don't know which coin that is. The
Falcon coin.
The Falcon, yeah, I was going. That was the thing.
Someone took the Falcon coin.
Took the Falcon coin out. Because they're a cocksucker. I mean, there's only two Morphers, too. Not that I really... I'm like, I want to get it, because I'm like, Falcon coin... I think it's just my JDF resentment is not letting me. And I'm like,
it's not really worth it.
It's the JDF resentment and just my MMPR exhaustion is not letting me purchase it. I'm just like, another one of these fucking Morphers, man.
Yeah, it's really not worth it.
Like I like the movie Morpher design, so I'm like, okay, well, this is a cool thing for me to have, and then I just can't bring myself to do it. Like, they got the Dragonzord and Titanus on sale, and I can't, like, it's nothing, like, I want a Dragonzord. I've never owned a Dragonzord. I cannot bring myself to spend $50 on a Dragonzord.
Yeah, it's worth $50.
Oh, and I know what it is. That's the thing, is I know it's worth the $50, and I'm like, do I want to spend $50 on this? Do I have $50? I mean, I spent $100 today, but I'm like, do I...
I spent $100, but that's not the point.
Like, well, I'm about to go to Comic-Con and meet people. I'm like, I need to save money for Comic-Con. And we went there, and of course, we're on the aisle, and we go to the Ninja Turtle section. Half the Ninja Turtle section is, I don't know what the fuck, with some kind of costumes or something for not even turtles. It was like the shit across the aisle. I don't know why they did this to me. Then another part of the aisle, they put shelving on there, and it's got all these, like, sewer lair playsets and shit, like $200. I'm like, what the hell? Who's going to buy this?
Hold up, $200?
$200. There's some giant, like, five play sets in one or some shit like that. Like, the box is huge. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. And so it's $200. I don't know who is buying this for their kid. Right, but they took about 6 feet of shelving and, like, the pegs are gone and they put shelves in their place. And just have these things. And some battle robot thing set, like turtle battler thing. It's like a Rock'em Sock'em robots, but, or like, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really look at it. It's kind of a battle game. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I was gone for like 4 days. What did y'all do? And I just happened to see where the figures are because I was looking for stuff just to see if they had new figures because I feel like there's just stuff that hasn't come out yet that I know is coming out. Let me see what they got. And they had a couple of those mutating the mix and match figures, and I'm like, no thanks. No thanks. I can't do it. This is just too stupid to me. Like, I cannot bring myself to buy that. Like, it's Raph with Metalhead's leg.
Yeah,
But Metalhead has his whole body.
Yeah, if you buy those, you end up with, like, multiple limbs.
End up with extra parts. I'm like, I don't want this. So I'm probably not going to buy those. But I did happen to see, and I was actually about to leave the aisle. I was like, oh, well, fuck, there's nothing here. Then I look and I see, oh, shit, wait, what's that? And it's the Mutation Turtles, the ones that actually are like Transformers that I want. And I don't remember if I just didn't know they were coming out or I forgot they were a thing. But they're bigger. They're not like the regular size turtle. They're like $16. They're like the large figure price.
Right.
And they had on the rack, they all, look, here's Raph and Mike and Leo, and they had a couple left when I left. And then I'm like, oh, no Donatello. Well, that's fine. I start to walk, and then like the little end of the aisle, they have a rack, and look, there's a Donatello. Well, fuck that. Let me grab him. So I got all four, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I look at the packaging. I didn't have to open it. I'm still in the store, and I just look at it, and I go, these change exactly the same way the original ones did when I got a kindergarten, because that's when I got them.
I saw them the other day and I was looking at them, and yeah, I can agree with that. It looks like exactly the same toy.
And I know, because when I finished, I remember, I'll never forget this. I finished kindergarten. I came home. I had a little good grade report card thing, and my parents were like, here, look, we got you something. We're finishing kindergarten. And I don't know if they've wrapped it or what, but I look at it, open it. It's the Mutation Raphael. And this is the same fuck thing. Changes the same way. Now, what's it? 12 years later, I went to the store. I got finished high school. I went to the store. There's on the shelf Mutations Turtles for the new ones. I went. I bought a Raphael. I have it. It's the only toy. I mentioned this on Twitter to George when I was talking to him. It's the only figure I have from the 2003 toy line. It's Mutations Raphael. It is the exact same chance for me. Like, there's only one way to do it. There's only one way to turn a turtle into a baby turtle. Right, it has that little rotating head thing. The back legs are like these little rubbery, flimsy things that just fold out of the shell.
Yeah.
The, you know, the people arms just kind of fold back over their head, and then their people legs, I guess, you just bring them forward, and they become the front turtle feet, and then you just fold the little tail out. I'm like, well, that's easy. I can do that. All that really changes is how the head's designed of the baby turtle. That's the only difference in the entire figure. But that's fun. I like it, though, and I like having them. So I was like, well, let me buy these. Now I have three different sets of Mutating Turtles.
And they're all the same.
They're all the same. Just different colors. A little different size. So then I go, and I was going to go to the – we actually saw when we walked in the front of our Toys R Us. Where you walk in, you go look like around the corner. It's like, what's hot? They got Lego. And there's a whole bunch of different Lego things. And they got some of the Bionicle, the new Bionicle. And they had, obviously, they don't have like old Bionicle. That'd be weird. If you look inside the storeroom, it's covered in dirt and dust.
I was in one of my local Toys R Us the other day when I bought the Tahu. And I was looking at the Pokemon cards. And they had this trainer kit, which is like 230 card decks. It was from Heart Gold and Soul Silver. And like, they had a whole case of them out. I'm like, what kind of hell mouth did you pull this out of? From Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
I can't say too much. I did buy those Alien Force, the Ultimate Alien toys, that time. So, and that was a whole case they just found in the back or something. So anyway, I'm holding Kaylee. Do you want me to hold her? She's with me. She said, okay. Look, I was like, Kaylee, she keeps saying she wants Legos. I'm like, Kaylee, well, how about she wants some of these? Oh yeah. So she wanted the Protector of Water. Like, they had water, earth, jungle, and stone, I think. That's what was on the shelf. The protectors, and then they had gully. I don't think they had another of the Toa. There might have been one, but I don't remember which one. But I wanted blue, because I like blue and I like water things. So I was like, okay, well, that's good, because this is the one I wanted. So I got both blue ones. So come on, we're going to buy these. She's like, okay. So I guess to her, that's hers. The protector of water is hers. Whatever. Kid loves playing with it. Little spider things and shit. I don't know. I think it's the coolest thing. We put it together when we got home. But yeah, so I got that. I don't know how many more I'm going to get, mostly because money at the moment. But
yeah.
They're really fun. And I was like, this is insane. I still need to find those goddamn Ranger key packs. The ones I went there intending to look for Ranger keys, even though the coupon I wanted to use expired yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how about my Dino Chargers. I got the Dino Chargers. I got buy two, get one. When
Dino
I got
Chargers
those five.
An asshole because they released five.
Right? I was like, you fucking douchebags. And then, oh my god, I went to Barnes & Noble right after that because I had to swap out a manga book because I fucking bought the wrong volume. Like, I bought one I already own, but I forgot. So I go there, and I'm on the aisle, and it's me and Kaylee, and, like, this girl comes on the aisle, and I don't like people. Like, I feel like Dawson. I'm like Dawson, but worse because I have a kid with me. And so, like, I feel like that's worse because then people feel like they have a reason to talk to you. And so she starts, and she says something, and I'm holding the book. She's like, is that for her? I'm like, no. No, she can't read. She just likes to look at pictures. And then she's like, oh, yeah, pictures are cool. And she starts just talking about One Piece. One Piece because it was right by where I'm standing. She's like, One Piece is my favorite. I'm like, okay. I don't fucking care. Can you leave me alone? Like, I don't want to talk to you. Go away. Like, I got a kid. Like, I want to leave. And she's like, she says something. She's just talking about anime. I was like, she's like, yeah. She says about Kaylee watches anything. She's like, yeah. I like the sub. I like the dub, but the sub is just so much better. I'm like, oh fuck! Now I got one of these people. Fuck! That's not bad enough. You're talking to me now. You're gonna tell me I should hate you. Fuck! Let me just go. Right, but the benefit of having a child with you is that you can just look at him and go, all right, Kaylee, you ready to go home? Yeah, all right, good, let's go. And I can just leave. And I got an excuse, because I got a 4-year-old who wants to go home. And I go, oh, fuck, I got to take the kid home, because she's fucking, like, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you in a store. I don't like talking to strangers. Like, I'm sitting there with a 4-year-old looking for an adult. I'm like, stranger, danger, don't talk to me.
No, I hate that.
Like, I need an adult, Kaylee. Somebody help. But yeah, so that happened. I was scared. Some fucking person over here, like, oh, the sub is so much better because it's in Japanese. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Leave me the fuck alone. I hate people like you.
Everything's better in Japanese.
Like, everything's better when they speak Japanese. Fuck English. All right.
The acting is so much better.
But I've been sitting there. I found it odd as I've been playing Pokemon. I finally beat I did the Soul Silver, the Elite Four round two, and I'm doing Black and White and X and Y. I did the route on the way to Lavaray City, and you catch like 100 things because it's X and Y. But I'm sitting there, and I'm literally playing 3 games at one time, leveling shit up on Diamond, and I'm playing like it was Black, and then I had X or Y or whatever it was going, and I'm doing all 3, and I'm just going, and I'm not, like, it's nothing. I'm watching TV, I'm playing 3 Pokemon games at the same time, and I'm fine. I can focus on all of that. Let me go to work. If I try to do 1.5 things at one time, I forgot where I am, who I am, what I'm doing. I can't handle it. I black out. I guess. I start to do something. What am I doing? I'm looking at a blank piece of paper, just going, "Why am I here?" But here I am. I've got three DSs on my lap open, and I'm just hitting buttons, going back and forth. I know exactly what to hit, where, and when, while watching TV. I remember what I was watching on TV. It was fucking MasterChef Junior or something. These little kids, these little pretentious cocksuckers, who. Like, I'm gonna reinvent the way we think about food. You are 12. Go fuck yourself. Sitting there talking about ingredients I don't even heard of. Like, you little rich bastard. Like, go away. I've been cooking for my parents since I was 8 years old. I was playing with toys since I was 8 years old. I don't understand the difference.
I bet I'm better at toys than you.
Right? Like, I bet I'm better at toys. Jerk. Like, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just fucking, like, I hate you. But I'm doing that, and I ain't going to work and do one thing, though. That's what I don't understand. Look, I'm like, how the hell is this even possible? I am supreme multitasking when it comes to Pokemon. You put me in a work environment. You're lucky if I could do one thing at a time without freezing and stopping and going, what am I doing?
Whoa, 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 that's too much.
This one thing at a time. I can't handle it. I need to sit in the corner for a while and just go to sleep. Like, I was like, seriously, this is just ridiculous. Aerosol would have one of us, but Aerosol's not here. So, and Dawson's not here, so I don't think I have anything else to pad this.
When no one else is here, we just talk about toys.
I don't think I have anything else to pad the show out any longer. I mean, I can just talk more and more about anything and everything. I mean, I'm watching The Vampire Diaries. We're almost done season 4. I'm in a little panic because I'm like, I got 8 days. It's now January the 2nd, and I got 8 days until we go to Comic-Con and meet the people from the show. And I'm like, I have to finish season 4, watch all of season 5, and the half of season 6. I don't even know how the fuck I'm going to do that because somebody was deleting them as she watched them on the DVR. So I'm like, oh, well, fuck this. Guess I can't do that.
You'll find a way.
All right, so I'm at least got to get through season 5. I'm like, this is... Well, the CW, I don't even know how many episodes their, like, player, their website, goes back. I might only go back like 5 episodes at a time. So, you know, I'm like, well, that's not entirely helpful because you've put out, I think, 10. So that's only half of them. But I haven't tried looking or anything. So I'm like, this is good. This is good. So that's what I've been doing. I'm trying to finish. I still can't watch the fucking Arrow finale. Like, I'm trying and I can't get anybody to sit down and watch it. My DVR is almost clear, though. It's got 3 full seasons of Survivor, 11 episodes of Tosh, the Arrow finale,
and is there 3 episodes of Survivor, 3 seasons of Survivor,
3 full from start to finish. Gosh. There's two Blood versus Water and whatever the fuck they did in between. Three full seasons of Survivor. I'll actually be able to watch Jeff Probst age. Oh, it's incredible. Man. I'll actually get to watch him age as I'm doing this. But, I mean, I finished 2 full seasons of Hell's Kitchen. I've watched MasterChef Junior. I've got 11 episodes of Tosh left to watch, so I got to clear that out. I guess that's next. I still have 7 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to watch. Fucking Agent Carter starts in 4 days. And I got 7 episodes of Supernatural I gotta do. And I need somebody to sit down with me and do this. And work schedules just aren't aligning. Like, you know, for example, she had the 30th and the 31st off. And I had to work the 31st. And was off the 1st and then she worked today. So I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work. And then nobody really wants, like, they don't want to give her a Sunday off. That's my only day off. So then we're just going to kind of work around it, and it's a little annoying. But she's about to go out for the whole maternity leave thing for the baby, because the baby's coming on the 15th. So she's like, well, we'll just catch up on everything then. I'm like, well, I'd like to catch up before everything fucking starts again. You know, but that's fine. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm eventually going to watch all these things that I need to watch and catch back up and be caught up on Supernatural and Flarrow, so that we can have a Flarrow podcast again.
Flarrow for life.
Without Flarrow, we have nothing. We really don't. TMNT is about to start again or something, but without Flarrow, we got nothing. Team Flarrow for life. Fuck Team Crosshard. Team Flarrow.
Team Crosshard got none on Team Flarrow.
Exactly.
So for the nudes, we've got trailers, hence our title.
Right, we are fully in the trailer park.
We took so long to think of.
So first, fun generator, man.
We have our first Ninja preview that everyone's flipping out about. We were like, oh my god, the preview! What do you think of the preview? I'm like, god damn, it was like 20 seconds long.
Well, you know, I'm a little confused because I saw the promo and it showed a red, yellow, blue, pink, and white team. And yet, when I saw the casting flyer, they all looked yellow.
That poster was all yellow, bro. Hmm. Everyone is Key Ninja.
So, I thought
Ninja
we just...
Key Ninja 1, Key Ninja 2.
Yeah, I thought it was just 5 yellow Rangers this year. And then I see the promo, and like, oh no, it's actually 5 different colors, so I don't know what's going on there. But
some of them change colors.
Oh, okay, well, that's good to know.
Depending on what element they're in. Oh, we're in print. Everyone's yellow. Oh, we're in TV. You stay yellow. We change colors. Hmm.
But I noticed they do have, a team uniform, I guess. A team ninja outfit. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes me happy because, like, I don't like having those every year, but... They haven't had one of those in a long time. Well, I mean, GoBusters, I guess, had them, but like, I don't know, like, because I know Kyoryuger, they had like their the Kyoryuger 100 years after had their fucking jackets. Like Kyoryugers didn't have them, Tokyougers didn't have them, and they all wear the same outfit every day. Which I don't. They must say they have a closet the same outfit, or just they don't wash clothes. Ever. But like the Gokaigers, the Ghost Sagers, like nobody had like a team uniform. Except I think the last one I can think of had like a real unit, like a team outfit. They all looked the same. The Go-Andres all had their racing team outfits. And that's, I guess, probably about it.
Yeah, that was the closest we've had.
You know, And so that's kind of neat for me, but it looks really fun. I do like the look of Shurikenshin's suit.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. Like the dragon head coming off the side makes it very non-symmetrical.
Yeah,
but I don't necessarily mind that all too much. I think the suit looks pretty good. I mean, it's got feet dangling off the front of it, but
it very much is like guy sitting on a throne or like. Little man controlling a robot. Either way, I kind of like that. Like, I think it's funny. Like,
it is. It's different, and I respect that. It is vastly different than anything we've ever gotten. And like I said, I'm okay with that. It's new, and I'm good with new.
It's like
one of the dragon wings becomes a sword.
Yeah, it's like what we've talked about before is that like with Sentai, they take chances in doing things differently. They'll do designs differently. They'll just do concepts differently. Where Rider gets the same format every year, or a lot of the same ideas, you know, ways of doing things get recycled. But with Sentai, they'll do things differently. Like here, where the mecha looks like a guy controlling a robot, or you know, like he's a guy sitting on the throne.
Like apparently, Shinobi Maru's like little hands move, So oh it's like God. Legitimately he is controlling the giant robot.
Like, because the way I see it is if this were Ryder, the robot would just be a repainted Muteki Shogun. Like, he would just be Muteki Shogun, just repainted. Or, like, Senpujin. Senpujin is repainted.
That would be their two Megazords.
Exactly.
And they ride on top of their swords in this.
I don't know to what extent, but
you can see someone screen capped it. You can see their little toys attached to the the Zord models that they use.
Oh, good, because that actually I kind of like that. When was the last time they did that?
I think Die Ranger.
Hmm.
No, I don't remember it being a thing outside of Die Rangers. I was like, that's a Die Ranger reference. I'm like, no, stop.
Of course it's a reference. Everything's a reference, Brian. Like, I remember they've done it before. I remember the Die Ranger thing because I know my Thunder Zords came with the little Ranger figures. Yeah. And the crystals that you could stick on top of them in a little peg slot. And to me, it made no sense. And I was like, why does it have this?
You and me both.
Like, it was one of those things that's uniquely Sentai that we didn't do, but they kept it for the toy. Because they were just directly porting everything at that time. For not everything, but a lot of the stuff. And so you go, I don't understand why I have this. Like the gold Zeonizer. I don't understand why I have this. Jason doesn't do this. He just crosses his arms. It's like Gold Ranger power, and he doesn't actually have a Zeonizer. But I like having it. It makes noises. I don't know why it makes these noises because in the show it doesn't make these noises or exist. But
yeah, I remember getting the gold Zeonizer. I'm like, yeah, I got it. It's Morpher. And then Jason showed up. And he like didn't have it. I'm sitting there going, what? Well, it's pretty.
Mine, I have it, and then the little door on the left-hand one with the actual little symbol in the middle, it doesn't, like, stay closed. And then it never did. You gotta hold it a second, and the clasp catches. Like, the regular one, I can just shut it, and it catches. But see, the gold one I didn't play with as much, so it's still all shiny. The original one's all scuffed and faded because it carried around everywhere. The strap, I don't even know how the strap tore, but the strap tore. My gold Zeonizer had like a perfect strap. So, but now I like the gold one better because it never, it's not a thing. Like, it's a Japanese thing. It's not. But anyway, I don't know how we got really diverted off topic. But that's what we do, I guess. But yeah, so we got the Ninja promo, and it makes me excited. Probably the way it works usually is that we'll have the same promo again with the next episode.
Yeah.
We probably won't talk about it again with the next episode. We might if, you know, Dawson and Aerosol are here and they want to mention anything about it. But then the next episode, so I guess 43 of Tokyuger, will have the second promo, and then we can talk about it a little bit more, and they'll show something else. I don't know what else, but they'll show something else. You know. But it looks nice. I like their weapon. Their sword looks really cool when it's not a little tiny toy dagger.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most difficult thing. Is like seeing the awesome sword every episode and then looking at your toy going, oh, look at this.
Oh, look at this. I'm stuck poker. With you. I'm stuck. The guys on the show, they got a big thing. I'm stuck with the little tiny thing. You know about that, Brian.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Anyway. Brian's proud of his tiny penis.
You know it. But yeah, I'm really digging it. It looks fun. Like, it's hard to tell a whole lot from one trailer, but the action didn't look great. The grunts were in it for the year, and they're looking pretty cool. It's their design's very much like just a generic, like, feudal soldier, but I kind of like that in a way.
Yeah.
It's nothing extravagant, and I'm fine with that.
I like them. I'm excited to see the fights. I am. I'm hoping that we get some really good fight scenes this year with all the, with their ninja, powers and.
Yeah, the fact that they're doing ninjas opens up a lot of possibilities for fight choreography. So
I think they said that they had like the production team list or whatever, and the suit fight coordinator is the guy who was name used to be the red suit actor or whatever. So I think we should be pretty good. They should be pretty good this year for that, at least. Not that Tokyo Drift hasn't been good, it's just the show has just been kind of awful. So it's kind of. It has some good fights, just the show itself is awful.
We also had a new trailer for Dino Charge. An extended trailer. It had a lot of the same stuff that was in the previous one, but of note, there was a scene with Sledge outside of his ship, standing next to Candarilla, and Igaron, actually, both of them. So they're in, which means Lucky's probably in, considering he's the one that makes the monsters big. He would be kind of
He pours his sperm water to make the monsters grow. Magic wand!
They're in it.
Make my monster grow!
Magic wand has a lot more possibilities than sperm water. But so they're in for sure now. Chaos looks to be the only one that's not in the show yet. Whether they're saving him for something Sledge related or not, I don't know, but
yeah, he could be related to Sledge, or it could just be that they take a route that's like Time Ranger and Time Force, where Frax was the villain in Time, or not Frax, was it Frax or the fat guy?
The frog guy.
Because Gluto? Yeah. Gluto? Yeah. So. Was the actual villain in Time Ranger, and then we just kind of made him secondary to Rancic. Duransky. Yeah, he was just there. He was there. Ransky was the main villain. So it could, you know, they could end up doing something like that where Chaos is there, or and because really he didn't go out of the base too much.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even always right there in the base. There was a lot of base things that involved, you know, Dogold and Candarilla or Igalon and Candarilla. So they could almost cut the character out or make him just some like one-off general that comes in later in the show. They don't even have to use him as Chaos.
Since we have Sledge, we're probably more or less going to get mostly original base footage for them anyway, so.
I mean, look at Megaforce. We didn't even use Basco.
Yeah.
Basco was in about 6 episodes. And we didn't even end up. I think it kind of upset me because I had to just let go, like the suit, and I did like Basco's actor, but we didn't use Basco and Sally at all. So it's entirely possible that you can do the show without one of the villains like that. But we do have Dogold, we do have Candarilla and Igalon, so that's cool. And they also you see the I guess some kind of like a base for the Rangers. And the energems and batteries. I don't know if they're trying to tell me those are the same thing. I guess they are.
The batteries come from the energems.
It's like a battery charging
a battery, basically.
Yeah.
More or less.
So that's neat.
But yeah, Shelby's clip, I think it's Shelby Pink. Her clip finding the energem. Everyone pointed out that she had a name tag with a dinosaur on it. So everyone's speculating that she works at the museum, kind of like how Amy worked at that restaurant. So it's kind of like the same thing, sort of. But Claire's character is finally solidified as the scientist girl character.
So probably purple.
Yeah. I don't know if you talked about it in the show, but there's that behind-the-scenes picture of Male Purple. So I feel like they're probably going to more or less do something very similar to where it's like her dad or something like that, and then she gets it after his one episode.
And I mean,
I don't even know why they would bother, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if they want to keep that. I'm not thoroughly upset if they keep it or anything like that. Like, I don't think that they necessarily have to, but if they want to keep it in, it's not going to hurt my feelings one way or the other. Like, oh, it has to be like the Kyoryugers, and they have to do Kyoryuger justice, or whatever stupid thing people want to say. But I personally couldn't give a shit one way or the other.
They have to do it justice.
Like, that's the most dumbass line I've ever heard in my life.
So we're most used to.
But, whatever. So we had, that was a fun trailer. I enjoyed that.
Went up on Amazon, of all places.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They're just leaking this shit everywhere.
Putting up toys or putting up trailers. Amazon's got you covered everywhere.
Yeah, and then the Rangers, they came back for like a week for... Like, you know, they're back in New Zealand, so... Yeah,
they came back for a week. I don't even think they spent New Year's here.
No, like, they didn't.
They were back to New Zealand before New Year's. And they were back, like, oh, they got a 5-week break, and they're like, nope, it's like a 5-day break.
Like, so I don't know what's going on. But,
I thought they said filming wrapped for Dino Charge already, like the first part. Not Supercharge or whatever, but I can't imagine they would be filming Supercharged stuff already, so
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, unless they had to reshoot things or something, I don't know. Or they want to redo something. I can't imagine what they're doing back in New Zealand this quick. Unless there's like an extra special they want to do, or there's some kind of a reshoot, or you know. I mean, it has to be pretty important to fly their asses all the way back out to New Zealand. Because it's not a cheap plane trip.
No, it's not.
So,
I don't know if you've seen it earlier today on Twitter, but apparently it's Yoshi's girlfriend.
I saw something about it.
She flew back. From what I gather of the story, she flew back to New Zealand with him. And they took muscle-bound selfies in the mirror like Yoshi always does. And he tweeted and tagged her in the post, and he said, "Hello to the Cyan Ranger." And everyone flipped their shit. Like, everyone was like, instantaneously believed it. They're like, oh my god.
As their want to do is flip their shit.
And I'm sitting there going, well, let's see if I can get anything out of this. So I retweeted it. No one responded to my retweet, unfortunately. But Lauren's Range put it up as a news article, though, so it was worth it.
What I saw was is the article. Like, I was on Facebook and I saw the article. I said, oh, Aqua Ranger reveal. Like, okay, well, click. And then the article just reads as, like, Yoshi put that up and said, I'm like, is that really? Because it seemed weird to go straight to, like, female Aqua.
Yeah, that's way too much original footage, I would think. I mean, it's always a possibility, I suppose, but...
Yeah, and so I'm looking at it and whatever, and I'm like, well... Is he allowed to do that?
He would get reprimanded so hard.
Like, I'm like, is he allowed to just do things? Is he in trouble now? I hope he's not in trouble. I like him. My first thought isn't even at like, isn't even at, oh, new Ranger. My first thought is, don't get Yoshi in trouble. I like Yoshi.
He's basically the Ciara this year, like the one that's social media everywhere.
Yoshi's like the best thing to happen to this show.
Speaking of him, it's just really cool to have someone that is such a fan of both the franchise and Sentai to actually be a ranger now. And it's basically like having like just a normal everyday fan as a ranger role. And that's just really cool to see.
Yeah, like it makes me so happy. Like, and he's
so excited about it too.
I think that's what gets me the most. He's so happy to be there. Like he understands, you know, like just how cool it is that what he gets to do. I was like, I don't know what's happening here. I just walked away from it.
Yeah.
And then I come back and see people are like, well, it's Yoshi's girlfriend, right? Like, oh, okay. Whatever. And I just walk away. I don't pay attention. I saw a picture of him in the store holding, you know, Blue Ranger toys. And I'm like, that's Yoshi. He's wearing a fucking shirt. He really needs to stop posting shirtless pictures because I'm not going to recognize him at all.
Who is this man? And why is he on Yoshi's Twitter? Oh, wait.
Yeah, like, who are you? Why are you? Oh, it's Yoshi. Oh. Okay, well, that makes sense now. But it's just really funny. And I think someone was making a comment. I saw someone saying about, like, the in the trailer, his like his caveman pose when he went to go fight or something. And I'm like, well, I've noticed it when I watched it. Just kind of like that. It's how No-san stands. Because he's just No-san.
I was having this conversation with Jeff the other day. I'm like, you know, No-san looks more like a caveman than Yoshi does.
He does. But like, it's something with the way that like he would stand, especially in the suit. And so I guess that's what got them to do the caveman thing. Plus, just the way No-san just picks people up and throws them around. I don't know why he does that. And so that kind of prompted that. And I just thought, well, it's kind of it fits, I guess. I'm like, I don't care. It's cool. Whatever. But I don't know. I'm just excited about the show. I feel like we might actually get a good product this year. Especially,
I'm hoping. Like, there's been so much behind the scenes changes between Judd Lynn and everyone else.
Well, there's been the behind the scenes changes, and then on top of that, we got a promo right after with real American, with the show footage, not just like we pulled these clips from Kyo Yuger from the TV Nihon subs.
Go Kyo.
of Dino Charge. and then we have this extended version of the trailer that's come out, and the show is, I guess, like a month away or so. It comes out in February.
Yeah, it's supposed to air probably February 15th or 14th, whatever that Saturday is.
So we're a month and a half away from the show premiering, and we've already had the trailer and extended trailer and all this hype around it, and so it makes me feel like they actually really believe in the show this time.
Yeah, it's a really nice change of pace from the overall mess that was the last 4 years.
And I mean, I don't know how much of that, you know, has to do with Judd Lynn. But you know, then we got the theme song courtesy of this app, I guess, or whatever. And
yeah, the Dino Charge app.
And yeah, and you know, it's one of those things like we've talked about where it was the same guy, right, that did the last couple of theme songs.
Noam, what's his face? Kimmel or whatever the fuck his name is, Jimmy Kimmel. Sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
Noam Kimmel. And Gnome Jimmy Kimmel.
It's his little brother.
It's Jimmy Kimmel in a gnome outfit. And and doing the music, or, you know, doing the theme song. But it's actually like a really good theme song in comparison.
I really like it.
To the shit we've had for the past 4 years, which, I
mean, yeah, it still uses the Rangers Together thing, and it still has Go-Go Power Rangers in it, but it's very Zio-esque, and I can appreciate that.
Right. I loved Zio and the changes they made for that, and how like it was kind of the same thing and they changed it. And so I feel like this doing this here, but it's like, okay, so the guy can actually do something at least a little bit creative with it. Why couldn't we do this before? Like I don't want to just say, oh, well, Judd Lynn did everything, but it almost kind of feels like he did.
I think like, it's less Judd Lynn did everything and more Zatcher or whatever was
not being involved.
Yeah, like either not being involved or being involved to the point where he stubbornly just wanted to make everything the same for four years or whatever.
And so, there are just a lot of things going on combined together that, it gives me the hope that we'll actually have a pretty good show. Do I still get sad over Go Busters? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just because I love Go Busters, and I would love to see what they would have done with the Buddyroids, and just the whole idea with the spy theme and the mecha and Enter. And stuff, but I can't help but be excited. And I did notice also, people do what they do because the fandom is just awful, is they took the trailer and they broke it down. This is this shot compared to this is the down charge frame compared to the Yuja frame. And I'm like, well, first of all, why are we doing this? Why are you the way that you are, fandom? Why? But I did notice that what we had is when you look at Dino Charge, Brennan is in the back a little bit in like the one shot that I actually paid attention to of this. Brennan's in the back, and the other four, especially Yoshi and Pink, are a little more in the front. So I'm fine with that. Not the whole, oh, Red Ranger is, Daigo Sentai King Ranger. But just having them in the front just because I like them. But not that Brennan's not cool or anything, because Brennan likes to do handstands. He just walks around with his hands all day.
He's just bridge all the time.
I don't know. The four guys are shirtless. Brennan's on his hands walking around New Zealand. I don't know where they found these people, but I think they're a little bit unhinged.
A little bit, in a good way. And you know what? That's fine.
And they're unhinged in a good way. And so that's what goes on, I guess, while they're there. But you look at the Kyoryuger shot, and Daigo really is in front of everyone, and I kind of never noticed it before. But the thing about it is that's Sentai. That's something that is a uniquely Japanese concept. Is that yes, it is a team, but the Red Ranger, the Red is a leader, and he does that whole stepping out in front kind of thing. That's what they do. They do that every year. All of them do it. For some reason, people like to pick on Daigo and say that the show's all about Daigo and Daigo is the center of everything. But they all do it. They all step out in front like that. Marvelous did it.
It's what they do.
Alita did it. Hiromu did it. Hermo did it at some point. I thought that was funny that, we're going to break it down, and I know people are going to talk about that because, like I said, Daigo Sentai King Ranger. But it's funny to me. I don't know if that's because they just know about that too and they wanted to troll people and put him in the back, but he's in the back. And I don't even know the context of that particular scene. I think they just pulled another scene and compared it. It just occurs to me, you don't know what that's from. They could, it could be a perfectly good reason. It could have been Red transforms first, because this is what happens in a lot of these series. Red transforms first, then the others get their powers and they transform. And that could be what happened, is that their first transformation scene, Red's transformed and the other four have joined the fight, so they're in front of him.
More likely, yeah.
Whereas the shot that they compared it to is, oh, we're going in a battle scene from any random episode, and Daigo steps forward when he says the Aruka, and like they're getting ready to go run in. And so we're going to compare it, but you're not comparing apples to apples. You're comparing apples to something you don't even know, to an unknown item. It's a foreign object from an alien world, and you don't you don't have a context for it.
You're comparing apples to moon rocks.
Yeah, you just what? You can't do that. It's a fucking moon rock. So I think that's funny that they just, you know, the fandom is insane. And then they took a picture of Candarilla from the promo and Candarilla from Kyoryuger and said, I think they adjusted the outfit. Yeah, because boobs.
People weren't even talking about the boobs. They were talking about her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, not so somebody talk about the boobs thing, though. Like, they adjusted the way that that is designed because, you know, kids, and it'll scar them.
Kids I can't guess. See titties.
Yeah.
Don't show the kids Garo.
Right? Kids can't see him. Don't come to my house. But...
There's something I should know about her.
No, I'm just going to get hit. But... Okay. She's just sleeping. But no, like, the I don't know. I guess the mouth looks more evil. I'm fine with that. I don't care.
I'm debating whether it actually does or not, honestly, but...
Yeah, I don't care. I have to actually see more than just a split-second frame of it. But let's compare it anyway. Why not, Brian? Let's just freeze-frame it, and we'll compare it to the Japanese.
You
and
have
we'll
to compare everything ever. Because Power Rangers can't be on its own. No, we gotta... gotta fucking compare screen frame-by-frame.
Like,
oh my god, Joe's hair.
Like your Ask FM, where someone asked you the... Was it you? They asked you the comparison. How's the Morpher or the Megazord, whatever it was, like the Japanese version? Why this?
Yeah, like, why? Why does it matter? Like, they're different toys. Completely like, fucking just, different toys.
Like, I'm just so tired of this.
Like, I can't even do it.
I'm just trying to figure out why you have Rob Lowe in brackets.
I got the one Ask FM question that was like, I've heard people say Kyoryuger is a sex, Kyoryuger is a heavily sexist Sentai, yeah. And I'm sitting here going, don't do it, he's gonna do it.
Like, oh, he's doing it, he's asking us, he's calling it sexist, he's doing that, that's a thing. Oh, God. Like, I just true? Don't understand.
I don't
understand why the fandom has to be the way that they are. Like,
because everyone is a champion of social justice.
They're a champion of social justice because they want to look good. That's all it really. Like, they don't want to look like they're not. So they are. They come out and like, oh, yeah. And they don't know what the words mean that they're saying. They're like, this is an example. I was in college, right? I did the whole college thing. And I was at LSU. And in LSU, we have an area by the union, and they call it Free Speech Alley. And once a week, these Bible-thumping preacher people that – and I don't think the adults – knew the words that they were talking, but that's another concept entirely. And they're out there, and there's the dude up there, and he's got his book, and he's standing up on the ledge, and he's telling you, you know, they're telling you, like, to repent for your sinful ways, or you're going to hell, and all that other stuff. And I'm like, cool.
But you know, accepted that a long time ago.
And that's probably where all the fun people are going. So... there's going to be a party. Let's just do this. But they have their kids out there with them. And, you know, the kids got the signs telling you, like, you know, what does it say, like alcoholics and fornicators, and the kids don't know what these words mean. You're all going, you know, repent, or you're, you know, like, and we're going, okay, wait, we're out here, we're in school. This is like, you know, October. I'm pretty sure these kids should be in like a fucking school. they're like 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 years old. They should be in school. What the fuck are they doing here? Somebody told one of them, these kids should be home watching fucking Sesame Street instead of being here. They got to offend the people saying, my Sesame Street's the devil. Like they're fucking Bobby Boucher's mama. Like, Sesame Street is the devil. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and they went, they're out there and, but they'd have their kids out there. And then this one, I'll never forget this. We were, I think my friend wanted a coffee or something. So we stopped on the way to class and we're there. And the kid is out there preaching. I'm talking like this little 9-year-old kid, I'm assuming. I don't know how old he was. He's up there and he's using all these words. Like, you know, I'm like, this kid doesn't know what the fuck he's saying. People taking pictures of this shit because it's funny. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, and that's what this is. These people are here like, oh, sexism and you know, they need to have more female this, and it's your mate. You don't know what you're talking about. You honestly don't know what you're talking about. Because if you knew what you were talking about, you probably wouldn't say half of what you're saying. Because you understand why it doesn't make sense. And that's exactly what was going on here. You know, all these little kids out there saying shit. And you know what you're talking about, kid. Of course, they'd do shit like they'd have the guy out there preaching about, you know, whatever. And all like, they'd have like the gay dudes would just go up there and just start making out like right in front of them. Just to piss them off. Like, I mean, that shit was funny too. But but yeah, I'm like, this is exactly what's happening. All these fucking fans thinking that, you know, if I don't say something against it, it's like when you see guys like, why do I have to say rape is bad just because I'm a guy? I shouldn't have to come out and say rape is bad. It should just be assumed I'm against rape. Like,
it should just be known that rape is bad because, like, rape is indeed bad.
Like, I don't understand why I have to publicly come out and say I don't support rape for you to believe that I don't like it. Like, I don't understand. But yes, that's fucking fandom needs to go die in a hole is what needs to happen. And I'll dig the hole. I don't care. I'll dig the hole and push them in. I'm fine with that.
I'll ding the hole.
I'll ding the hole. Ding the hole with my shovel penis. I don't know why I have a shovel penis, but that's a thing. Did we have any other trailers we watched besides that?
I think that was it.
Just that? I'm trying. I don't know what. They keep showing from the trailers for that Gaim fucking movie. These fruit. The Gaim and the coconut. The Gaim and the drive
movie. Oh, Full Throttle.
Full Throttle. Eventually we'll see that movie. They haven't. There's been no promos for the Gaim Gaiden yet, but I'm excited because Regis Philbin's in it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know if he had a chance to talk about any of that yet, but
Regis Philbin's in it, and there's a butler named Alfred, and I'm just
yes. There's a butler named Alfred. Is Alfred one of the writers? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. He might be. I think Alfred's Tyrant.
I don't remember.
I'm just convinced that Takator is Batman now. So Takator is the Japanese. The
Kamen Japanese Rider Batman. Even though that's Knight, but it's Takator now.
Yeah. Fuck you, Lin. Takator is taking over as Batman. Got Regis Philbin in there as the crazed old man dad. Fucking goddamn Terror Dopon just showing up again. Man hasn't changed. It's only been like 4 years. He's still alive. They practically dressed him the same too. I'm like, that's wonderful. Some idiot's gonna be like, Takator
actually is a Sonozaki.
Yeah.
Ryubei survived and changed his last name.
It's gonna come out with a conspiracy theory that like they're the same family or something. Ryubei is living a double life. He's got two families. Sister wives.
He's got two families full of assholes.
Well, you think about it, Michi kind of is like psycho.
Basically.
Psycho, like psycho. Like
he's both, actually.
Yeah. And then crazed Wakana, because then she went nuts and was like, let's kill everything. And like, oh, God. It was kind of Michi.
Now.
Like, actually, she is more like Wakana. He's little, he's girly. He was all like, smile, princess. And then he was like, let's kill everything now. Like, oh, shit. That escalated quickly. Went from smiles and rainbows to death to humans. Like, oh, fuck.
I think that's it. I think.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll just pretend that's it. If there's anything we missed, we'll talk about it next week, or we'll forget again.
Tokyo has a bionicle mask, that's the thing.
Yes. I just did that. The little crab spider head things, what the fuck are they called? Skull spiders?
Yeah.
He can grip onto Tokyo's head pretty snugly, so. No, that's a thing. He'll probably stay like that.
Looks pretty evil, too.
He'll make it different. So now it's time for half of...
Superhero time! Tokyuja! It's not out. Well, it is now, but not before we recorded this.
Yeah, it came out at 1 a.m., which was slightly before we started recording, but not enough time to download and watch...
Yeah, and actually the SD version came out while we were recording, which is the one I downloaded because I don't want to use the bigger format to watch this fucking video. I don't care about Tokyuja as much to do that, and also just hate the file format. So that's a thing. So that's there.
If there's anything worth talking about in this episode, we'll mention it next week.
Is that when we're going to do the year-end wrap-up, is that next week?
Yeah, we're doing that next week, too, because...
No superhero time. There's
two of us here, and there's no superhero time next week, so...
well, we could make up what their favorite things are.
Dawson likes Girl Meets World for everything.
Yeah, and then Aerosol said his favorite was Tokyuja. He just loves that show. Best Sentai.
Best Sentai ever. But moving along to Drive, so much happened and so little happened all at the same time.
Yes, very much so, yes.
So the villain
was a person of color.
Yes, it was the same guy that was the, what yummy was it in O's?
That was
the same guy.
Okay, I can't think of who you're talking about. Like, I know, but I can't think of it. Okay, because he kind of reminded me of Bishop from Days of Future Past.
Oh.
I just want to say that it was very racially stereotypical to give the black guy a gun. And that was just unacceptable to do. Awful. I mean, that's...
Drive,
sure,
how
dare you. Sure, you dressed him up like a cowboy or something, but... Everyone knows there are no black cowboys, unless you watch Blazing Saddles.
So that was a thing. he played little to no part in this, really. It was basically the go show for this entire episode. He showed up.
He does a lot of flips.
Yeah. Oh God, he does. He flipped like 5,000 times, like, and then just flipped over a fence
to get away. For no reason.
Like, because he was showing off. That was it. He's an asshole, really. He's like the worst kind of asshole, though. Like,
that's why I liked him. he flipped around more than Kimberly, like, for no reason. Just he's flipping. What are you doing? Why are you just standing in place flipping? Like, I don't understand.
You're the way that you are.
Yeah. But, and then Amazing Circus comes in, and it was like the party in a box from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. And then Steve came in, and he was like, celebrate. And he pushed a little button, and like a fucking stage and lights and balloons and streamers showed up so that he could transform. We're like, oh, fuck. And Mach had like the most flamboyant transformation ever.
Filled with Kamen Rider Ichigo noises.
Filled with Ichigo noises. He's got the scarf going on. He even after the fight lifted up his little helmet visor. I don't know why he did that.
I kind of like it though.
Like, and then
I dig it for whatever reason.
And then I'm reading, I'm on Wikipedia, and apparently it says the guy who created Mach's technology is Harley Hendrickson. I guess because you know Harley's.
Davidson, got it.
Right. And it says Krim Steinbelt and Harley Hendrickson were apparently taught by the same teacher. I don't know if that's a thing or not. But. So that's happening. So I don't know what's going on there. I guess we'll find out more about Mach later. As we go on and find out more, but whatever. So the medic showed up. I don't know what she was doing, but that was when she showed up.
She kept doing ballerina shit.
Yeah, like, she just kept showing up and dancing, and but while talking, I'm like, this is weird. But I guess Hart is still injured, so Brain and Chase are going to help Gunman, and he's got a little brother, and his little brother is like, can I have money? I'm like, oh, God, it is a little brother. Can I borrow some money? Don't do it. He's not going to pay you back.
Truth. There was a point in the episode, right when they were trying to do the big reveal, and Shinosuke is like, "I figured all this out," and they do that effect with the little screens that kind of like wrap around him and stuff, and it's showing you everything he's talking about. And Go just walks in and starts beating him away with a hammer. I'm sitting here going, way to tear me from the, what the fuck do they call it? The, some of belief, words. I'm so tired.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
It takes you out of the show. Like, you're watching the show, and then all of a sudden the characters are beating around little squares that aren't really supposed to be there, but then Shinosuke walked around and picked him up. Like, he was really concerned about his little screens that were floating around. He really cared about them, and I respect that. But I don't know why that had to have been a thing. But anyway, I didn't like that. I did. There was parts of Go I liked, and the parts I didn't like. The effects were pretty fun, at least. In terms of him, he is very much an asshole. But I think what got me the most is that Kiriko never mentioned him whatsoever until the very beginning of this episode. Because they're like, oh, where's Kiriko? And Shinosuke's like, oh, she took the day off because her brother from America's coming into town or whatever, and it's like, okay, this is the first time we ever heard that she had siblings.
Yeah, so I think they mentioned that. Well, I did like, though, when he goes to he shows up and the ladies and the gentlemen, I'm like, oh, you actually don't sound like your tongue is swollen when you speak. That's good. You sound like you've actually been. I guess being in America is what made him all flashy, and I did like how they referred to him as like to drive as Japan's Kamen Rider.
I like how they didn't know that there was some crime fighter in America
doing the same shit he was doing.
You think that shit would be on the news?
I did like how Mr. Belt recognized him and was like, he recognized Amazing Circus. Amazing Circus was supposed to be America. But he kind of recognized, oh, that's the signal bikes. So he kind of knows what's happening, but hasn't said anything about it yet.
Who was the one, the guy that he was working with that helped make the Roid Mutes? Is this guy different than the America guy?
Yeah. I think so.
Krim was working with a lot of people.
Yeah, they had a whole team on this shit. Let's make things out of little vehicles.
Let's make these little cars and bikes. It'll be amazing.
Let's see.
Like, how does that happen? Like, what sparks that conversation? They're like, oh, let's make something to help further humanity. Let's make little cars. And we'll make a car that can make little flying roads for the little flying cars. It'll be great. We'll have bikes that can go with them on little roads. It'll be a fun time. Kids will love it.
They can have friends.
Drive's entire system was actually built around a children's toy line, just like it is in reality. And we'll build little sentient cars. Kids will love them. It'll be a Christmas hit. We'll make millions. That was their plan all along. The Roid Mutes just want everyone to have a good Christmas.
The Roid Mutes are created by Professor Banno.
Banno. What a name. You've been Bannoed. I don't know what that would entail. I'm just saying things now.
Created by Bruce Banner. There we go. Works for me.
All the Roid Mutes have gamma technology.
The Hulk. So I don't know, Drive's doing a little bit. I like Drive though. I enjoy watching it. I like the little cars. I liked watching the dude just fall in slow motion.
That was funny because he's falling in slow motion. I'm sitting there going, someone's gotta catch him. And it really didn't dawn on me the fact that he's falling in slow motion yet in real time. So he can just land comfortably if he can position himself properly because he's falling in slow motion. So I thought that was actually kind of cool. I didn't think about it at all.
I did like at the beginning where they're talking about, oh, so-and-so guy was, I don't know, injured or whatever, killed. And the guy, he's like, oh, their monster did it. And like all the rest of the cops are like, dude, you are fucking insane. You're spending too much time around those guys. They're based out of a driving school. Stop it.
I felt bad for him. I'm like, but he's right.
Right? Like, he's completely correct. But I thought it was funny that they're just mocking him. Like, you know how stupid you sound? Look at those guys. They got the giant helmet thing and the backpack. Come on.
Well, they do look pretty stupid.
Like, I don't know why. Like, who would make someone wear that? I think it's a good idea, but
like, I forgot what the sub is. Like, I got the bleepy thing Mark too.
Like the one guy has the little wristband that lets him make slow down. Like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Drive, I'm having a lot of off and on issues with the show, but I really like that the kind of relationships between the Roid Mutes and the people are generally quite different, and there's always something unique about them. Like, this one's got the bracelet to make the slowdown happen, so I think that's really cool. And we had ones that kept the human alive, some that killed the human, and so it's very a different kind of approach each new monster. So I dig that. It's kind of... Yeah. Helps break from the monotony of it.
It breaks that cookie cutter that we had with all the problems with the past shows where every episode is the same and every monster of the week is the same. So, you know, it's helping to deviate from that a little bit. So that's good. I like that. But yeah, no episode next week.
New Year's break.
And then we get and then we'll find out more about Mach, and he'll probably fight Drive, because that's what we do. I mean, they show him fighting, but I don't know if he's actually fighting him or if he's just bored.
Knowing Mach, he's probably just bored.
He's kind of an ass. Like,
he said that lion's like, oh, we're using their own technology to kill them. That makes us monsters, too. I'm like, oh, we're getting into sci-fi politics here.
Right? All right, having a philosophical discussion about our powers and what we're doing. So that's cool. Whatever, we'll see what happens and how the show will change now that Mach is introduced and a thing. But
it when did Beast premiere?
I want to say, I mean, it had to have been around the same time, 13, 14-ish, somewhere around. It was in December. It was right at the end of the year. Because that's just when all these shows did it. I'd have to actually go through Wizard and figure it out.
But, 17.
It was 17? Well, yeah, they also started a few episodes.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, because we're, like, in episode 12 and we're getting the second Rider already. And, well, it's because the second Rider toys have to come out the day before, the weekend before New Year's. And so the Rider usually premieres the first weekend after New Year's. So it kind of fell appropriate here.
Yeah.
12 just seems really early for a second Rider in a show like this. So it kind of catches you off guard a little bit.
And it kind of is a little early because with Wizard and Forze and stuff, the shows were starting in September.
Yeah.
Gaim started in October.
Gaim didn't have a second Rider, really. Because of the multi-Rider facet, so.
Yeah, but then Gaim started in October, so everything got pushed back a month.
Yeah, and what we got with Gaim was, at this time, was the Genesis Riders, and just the way that Gaim was structured, it didn't really feel a whole out of place.
Right.
So this is our first time having a formal second Rider, and it seems really early, so it kind of throws you for a loop. I don't necessarily think it's necessarily a bad thing, but it takes a little getting used to that. We're basically going to be spending a huge chunk of the show with the second Rider. Hopefully he gets proper development on like Beast.
Yeah, but we know stuff's going to be happening with Chase and everything else, so there's, I guess, a whole story built around it, but we'll see what's going to happen.
I have quite bitter feelings toward Chase and his stop, I must fight you ways, but he's easily the most interesting character in the show, so I can't wait to find out more. We got the thing going on last week, and he wasn't really brought up this week about how his number is 000 and stuff like that. So next week's supposed to have some cool Chaser stuff in it. So
yeah, I thought they just skipped over the 000 thing and just kind of went, okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's put everything on hold. We have to introduce this guy, and then we'll continue next week. That's basically what happened. We have to have Amazing Circus bomb in his studio.
He just has to just totally blow his load and make a stage for Mach to be all flamboyant about his transformation.
An Amazing Circus is creepy. Like, it's just a creepy-looking shift car. I hate it.
It scares me.
It does. It's got a little face and clowns and...
Like, imagine that driving towards you. It's just a clown face on the front.
It's all little and making circus noises at you. It's the worst. Dream Vegas, come save me.
Oh, God. This is so stupid.
Dream Vegas will always protect me. I really do want a show that's like just all about the shift cars. Like, there's no fucking people in it whatsoever.
It's just the advance.
Belts on and the shift cars. Like, that's it. It'll be awesome.
Well, I liked when Shinosuke's walking through the hall.
Oh, and they just fucking, like, what if someone, like, turned the corner and just seen this guy surrounded by three floating roads?
Like, And then so belt sounds echoing through the cars, and it's just really, really weird.
At the same time. Like I was sitting there going, what was this? Like, why is the audio so weird? And then I realized it was Type Wild and Type, or Shift Wild and Shift Technic with them. So I'm like, oh, he's talking through all three at the same time. That was a weird audio effect.
Like, this is just stupid.
Like, you think it would conserve battery if you just talk through one.
Oh, wait, the shift electronics. But the shift cars take the place of having a little helper robot to do this for you.
Yeah, I dig that in a way. I like the fact that... Because I always love the helper robots. Like, I just really dig them a lot. Like, they're usually fun toys. And they're usually really funny in the show. But I like this because the gimmick is technically the helper. And so we had, like, an army of helpers this time. And I'm like, there's so many. It's like a big family of helpers.
Gotta catch them all, Brian.
I dig that. Gaim needed helper robots.
I guess. That would have just made it weirder. That would have spoiled everything. Because they would have followed Michi and been like, this dude be playing y'all, son.
That's true. That show didn't need spies. That would have ruined it.
Besides, what would it have been? I don't know, like vegetables? Like, I don't. It just totally just ruined everything. Vegetables are the worst.
Lock buddies.
Vegetables are the worst.
They are.
It's a fruit salad.
Nobody likes vegetables.
Why are we so off topic now?
I don't know, because we ran out of things to say about Drive.
Okay.
So we should probably move on to... Well...
ramble time. Yeah. Pokemon's on break with everything else.
Yeah. Pokemon doesn't get breaks too often, but sometimes it depends on where it falls. Like, right now it's in a season break, because I'm pretty sure we're at an episode count where... they'll probably come back to the new season.
Oh, really?
Because we're already at 42 episodes.
Oh, shit.
And that seems to be their thing lately, is about 42, 44 episodes. So I can't believe that we were at 44 episodes already, or 42 episodes. I was like, I didn't think we've been here that long, but I guess so.
Yeah.
So whenever it comes back, like, we don't even have the episode title yet, if I remember correctly.
Mm-mm.
So... it'll probably come back sometime in February, I imagine.
But and the show's on a break in Japan, too, for a couple of weeks, so... with the holidays.
Mm-hmm. But, there's no Pokemon news either, so... Turtles is back pretty soon.
Yeah.
I don't know when exactly for Turtles, but... sometime soon. Flareo's back January 20th. 19th and 20th, I think. 20th, 21st, something like that. So then we'll have a podcast again. Cause
there's nothing to fill this segment because ramble time, everything's off with Christmas.
Everything's gone. Everything's either done or on break.
Yeah. And the Doctor Who special, I think we're going to talk about next week when everyone's here again.
Yeah.
So, that was fun.
Yep, ramble. So there goes ramble time.
Ramble time doesn't exist in this universe.
So now it's time for...
final thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final. Alright.
Like I said, you still got a little bit, an additional week to fill out the best of 2014 survey. I will tweet that again, like a day or so after this episode goes up this weekend. We've actually got a pretty good response there. Last I checked, we had about 60 or so responses. So
really?
That is cool, so keep filling out those. We will be reading the winners next
probably
week.
Probably all Kiefer.
Probably, it's just Kiefer multiple times. They're all Kiefer. That's why some of them didn't get votes. Now, a couple of the categories were actually pretty close last I looked at them. But, so fill those out, we'll do that next week. We might have a core discussion next week, Doctor Who discussion next week. So with no Toku to discuss. It's basically going to be a podcast filled with Ramble Time and our Best Of segment. So,
yeah, our Ramble Time was spent at the beginning of this episode.
It'll be fun. Yeah, yeah, it was. That happens when no one's here. We start talking about toys and Mandrake orders.
Just getting all depressed. What did I do? Spent money. Damn it.
It's just the story of our lives.
Pretty much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We gotta go find Aerosol and Dawson.
We'll find them.
We'll find them. They're waiting at the station with Tokuger.
Yeah, there we go.
They're probably killing them.
Hope someone is.